Coaches, I want to take a quick minute to tell you the story of Amos Alonzo Stagg. Now, Coach Stagg was the head football coach at the University of Chicago in the early 1900s. He actually won two national titles in 1905 and 1913. And from a football standpoint, he created what we now know as the huddle, the onside kick, the T formation, and the forward pass. So he's kind of a big deal. When he accepted the invitation to coach at the University of Chicago, this was the response that he gave. After much thought and prayer, I decided that my life can best be used for my master's service in the position you have offered. Coaches, coaching is a really high calling, and it goes beyond simply winning games. Now, whether you are in the middle of your season, at the start of your season, at the end of your season, if you're a football coach, maybe this story of Coach Stagg and his legacy, his history, will encourage you this week. After one of his winning seasons back early in those 1900s, a reporter was congratulating him and interviewing after the game. And instead of passively receiving the compliment, Coach Stagg decided to give a peculiar answer. He said in a straightforward manner, "I won't know how good a job I did for 20 years. That's when I'll see how my boys turned out." Coach Stagg didn't measure success by the national championships he won, by the winning seasons that he had. He had a different measure of success. He was more concerned about who his players were coming, who they were becoming, and how they were going to turn out. The crazy thing is, Coach Stagg didn't just coach football at the U of C. He coached baseball and basketball, and is part of both the football and basketball Hall of Fames. I want to leave you with this quote of a book I'm reading right now by Mark Batterson, and it's called Double Blessing. And he says, "Legacy isn't measured by what we accomplish in our lifetimes. It's measured by our coaching tree, our mentoring chain. It's measured by the fruit we grow on other people's trees. It's measured by the investments we make in others that are still earning compound interest 20 years later. It's measured by every blessing we bestow." Coaches, this was something I needed to hear recently, and I think we need constant reminders throughout the year, throughout the season, of why we do what we do, to stick to it and to think, who are my players becoming 20 years from now? So whether things are going really well or you've got difficult situations you've got to choose to engage in, I just encourage you, engage in them well, because you are building in to these players that you have been entrusted with, and you have a high calling, and it is a worthy calling. And give all that you can so that 20 years from now, you can see the influence and see the fruit of your labors. Coaches, that was Culture Builders 183. We'd love to hear from you at the Thrive On Challenge, and reach out to me on Twitter @CoachSowden. Hope you all have a great week.